Yishalmi Peya Daf Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah, up to the Mishnah and Amibayz and Lamed Vav Amibayz, Mishnah says, Peya in Kotunus Obamagolos. Peya, you cannot cut them, the Neim can't cut down the Peya, but Magolos, with sickles, Vein Okunus Obakadumos. And you can't go ahead and cut it from the ground with an axe. What's the reason why? So the Mishnah gives a very practical reason. Because the niyam are going to be pushed together, tightly together, and they'll be swinging axes or sickles, and they'll hurt each other. They're liable to hurt each other. And memela, therefore, the chazal, chachamim, even though it's the normal way that a person cuts, however, the Chachamim came along and said that it's a sakana, it's dangerous, and if a person should not cut the field this way. But aniyim are not allowed to use this to cut the thing. Now, Lamaisa, so luck would be that this what we talk about using these things, the first one speak about it, that we're not afraid that they're going to do so on purpose. They're going to hit each other to push each other away, but rather more of just but they're at ones, and that Chazal didn't want even by overcrowding or to do so. Even though some of the Mefarshim and the Mefarshim Mishnah say that we are concerned that they'll actually do so b'mezid, and not just an accident, not just by mistake. But most of the Rishonim will learn that it's more by mistake, and Chazal were concerned, and therefore told him to use any instrument, and not only these two, but anything that's sharp, anything that someone could get hurt, you can't use to be able to take or pay it. The thing is, this is what if the Aniyim all want? What if the Aniyim come and all of them have their instruments and they say, we're okay, we're not afraid, we're okay that we use it, we'll let everyone else use it, we're not afraid they're going to get hurt. Even that's also, Chachamim asked it, whether no one is there, whether just one Ani is there, whether all of them agree to do it, the look is that you can't do it. Once Chachamim said you can't do it, you can't do that. Now the question is, does this apply in the Mefarshim speak about it, Dafka to Peya? What about the other things? What about the other shicha or things like that? Do we say that it is a problem as well? You can't use a kalim, you can't use sharp instruments to cut them. So there's a mashayla whether it be that would be included because the fact that they those things are not part together and they're separated more, and therefore it could be that would be considered okay. And some again, you have a machlekes and the akronim as to whether that would be acceptable or not. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that what's the halacha? Next mission is another halacha. When did the Aniyim come? Shosha biyos b'yom. There are three voyos. We'll see in the Mishnah what the Gemara explain what it means. Ubiyos b'yom. Three periods during the day. When Aniyim come to collect the pay. B'shakos u'b'katzos u'b'mincha. The three times a day that they come to collect. Shakos u'b'mincha. They come to collect. Which means that the field has to be open. The balabas has to be there to be able to let them come at those particular times to come. Now the shaila is, and we're going to explain what these avavos mean. That what the lashon is from, but it has to be this different times. These are the times, as we're going to explain. It's good for different groups, the people, both children, nursing mothers, older people. When during the day, it's easier for them to come, and therefore that's the halakha is that we have to allow them, make it a time that they can come. Now we'll see in the Gemara that the question is this. The minimum three, more than three, they can't come. What are we talking about? So the Gemara is going to explain. Mishnah explains the machlekes of what this means. That the halakha said these manim Rav Gamliel Amalei Kadoshei Pasuk. Gamliel says when it says these three times, it means to say they have to leave the fields open for peya, which means less, can't be less than that. You can have more, but you can't have less than the three manim. And Rav Kiva says Lomarela Kadoshei Yasifu. It should be no three times, and you can't add more times. You can't make it more. Again, what's the cheshbon? Because when you go ahead, you want to open your field even more than that, but Kiva says you're going to have a problem. Because if you have a problem to come here to allow you to come even more times, we're concerned that that if it can be any time during the day, Aniyim will come, Stam Aniyim will come for certain times, and he won't let them in. I'm going to open up later. And this way he's going to open up Dafka for Aniyim that he wants, his personal friends, to be able to come. That's that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to go ahead and provide it just for your own onanim. Everyone has to have a fair, as we said earlier, everyone has to have a fair stake and a fair share and be able to go take it. So therefore, you can't paker it. Like he said, you can't go and add more. That it has to come dafka these times, so we avoid that from happening. That you'd be meisip, and therefore a person will go ahead and the regular ani may lose out when he comes in a certain zman nesuyim, and he'll be told to come back at another time. Says the Gemara, Al Shabbos number, by Magdito and Akevel, people of base number, it's a city in Transjordan. They used to go ahead and, at least the Malikit, they used to go ahead and reap their fields, Al Akevel with a rope at the end, and leave a part of the pay roped off, and Osnan, pay a Mikol Umamun. And every single row, they would leave the pay. Instead of leaving a pay a corner of the field, they would go ahead and would put each row had a rope, and they kept the end of the rope, the last part was kept as pay, and they would be able to come to collect after each row was harvested, to be able to come to collect what was left on that row, rather than doing the whole thing together. And the question is, what they're doing, what they did was correct? Was it good? Was it aniyim? Was it bad for aniyim? Was it a milah, not a milah? We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss it. There's a machlokas as to what, if what they did was acceptable, was the right thing to do or not. We'll see the machlokas. Says the Gemara. Mababu, what is this lashon in the Mishnah that talks about Abuyos, three zmanim in the day? What's Abuyos? Where does it come from? Rabun Bamatema says the Pasik means Gematema, like as it says in the Pasik. It says in the Pasik in Navi Navadya, Eich Nechpasu Esav Nivu Mitzvonav. How can Esav bin Nechpasu been destroyed? Nivu Mitzvonav, his things are hidden, things are revealed, which means basically that the it's referring to, the Pasuk is referring to, the destruction of Edom, the famous Navi Avadya. It was one Perek Navadya where it discusses the downfall of Esav. And there it says that, talking the idea, the same idea would be meant, that they'll come, that just like we say over there, it means searching, they'll be sought out, Nivu, that Esav will be destroyed and ransacked and vanquished, so it'll they'll be like searched. So I'm going to say that the same idea over here, that the Neim come, do like a search, do check. When Abu Bos, three times they'll be coming searching for their payah, and that comes during the day. That it would be that the Alamai said this is important, because we said before that he has to be able to come, the set amount of time is significant, because whether we say that to be sought out, whether it should go ahead and vote, we talk about the Gemara's and have a Malacha, Nogaya, to when we say that what this means, that the with Nafkamina would be whether the owners have to be there. They can't just come to collect without the owners being in the field. And Mimela, otherwise they can come to steal. So therefore, it's set times that the owner would have to be there, and that therefore in order, because that's when Aniyim are coming. But to Nafkamina, as whether both as Machayev to the Balabas, as well as the Aniyim, to go ahead and to make sure that they come there, they don't come on their own, they only come in those times when the Balabas is there, so they can go ahead and take what's coming to them and nothing more. Says the Gemara. Three times the Shaka's Minkamai. Why these Tafka three times? Shaka, because they're nursing mothers. They come there and the nursing mothers, so they have to let them go there. The children are sleeping, they're able to go into the field at that time. Shayna Mashakas, the children sleep in the morning, and therefore they can go out and collect. I need pay for their family. That's what's made out of the because they're Tinokos. Tinokos are the ones that are the ones that the children that sleep late, and therefore they're able to go, the mothers, they're able to go out then at the time as well. Minka Mavamushos and Minka, because of the older people who can't get out in the morning, it's hard for them. So they go out around the middle of the day, and they go slowly, and therefore the best time would be for them. And the mushos, it would be because they're weak in tashikoach, says the Gemara, that they're very weak. They walk with canes or whatever, and mainly therefore they come at a later time. And it would be best why you have to have the afternoon for them. They don't come to the field. They don't get to the fields till mincha time. That's why you have those three separate times. There's the Gemara Mishnah Machlokes for Bikibur and Gamliel. Whether it's three, more than three, you can do less than three or more than three. Gamliel says, when the Mishnah says three times, it means you can't do less than these three times. But you can be Maisiv. You want to be Maisiv, you can be Maisiv. You want to say if you want to, the Allah quarter of Gamliel, you can be Maisiv. Rabbi Akiva says, no, let me go to Yasifu, you can't be Maisiv. If you want to go ahead and make it less, you can go ahead and you do that, you can do less. So there's clearly a big difference between these two shitas. Again, not only if you want to make it less, you can do less, but you can't be meisif. And if you want to, the other one said you can't be meisif, but you can do less. If you want to do less, you can do less. And if one said you can't do less, I mean, but you can do more, you can be meisif. So the Gemara says that would be the machlokes. They're arguing on two aspects: that the machlokes of Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva. The space Nehemiah used to go and do it in a way where they would come and each row they would leave. So would they do the right thing? Were they doing good? So Gemara says, they did good, and he also did no good. They were praised and they were criticized. They were criticized, because they would go designate pay only from 100th. In other words, rather they would do the smaller amount. They wouldn't do the 1/60th of the field. They would only do 1/60th of the field. They did a small amount. Halacha, you're supposed to do more. That the even in Chutz Laretz, after Shiro is 160, Chutz Laretz would more make up, but they were makbid. Halacha is with Noyeg. That even Chutz Laretz, you do like in after Shiro. They were makbid the less because they held it was Chutz Laretz Yisrael, and therefore they did Echem Meya, and they didn't do the way they should be done. What's the shvach? They would go each rope and put each one separate time. So therefore, that anim that came, they were always available. Whenever they came, they were able to take payah. In other words, if an ani came late or came early, and it wasn't the three set times of the day, and he missed his man, it was too late or too early, he would be able to collect. He'd have to sit and wait. But here, every time they did one row, it was able to harvest. So Mamela, therefore, it made an aniyim, they were able to collect the whole time, so it was a shvach. That they didn't have to wait at all. So there was what they did in one end was a shvach, the other end was a ganai, because they went ahead and they took a small amount, 100th, instead of 1/60th, and they felt it was chutzlaretz, they don't have to do it like Eretz Yisrael, even though the halacha is not like that. So therefore, they were criticized as well as they were both. What they did was both good and bad. The gnai l'shvach. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says that the question is, what did they do? For what did they accomplish by doing this thing? Tana Rav Shimon says, halacha. The five reasons why a person shouldn't leave field except in the corner, not to leave it in the middle. Gezlan niyim. Because otherwise, the gezlan niyim, Anim won't be able to get to it. They won't be able to go collect it from a different part of the field, the middle of the field. They have to leave it in the end so that they know where to come and get it. They won't even know where it is. Maybe Anim. Also, the time that Anim waited, waste the time that they would have to go look for it. Mayor Amayim, and those who lie, who are cheaters, and we'll see them around and explain. So it looks like Pilos, so it's coming closer to Kalipa Setka. Because if you do it in the middle, you're leaving much more for the Anim. But you're leaving it in the middle, and you're not leaving in the end. The Torah says you have to leave it at the end, so it looked like the people that you didn't take, but you didn't leave payah, that you are mivatel the mitzvah, and that's therefore you should not do that because maris ayin that you're not makbid on the mitzvah of payah, and that would be something that would be incorrect, and therefore we want you to go and leave it in the corner. Says the Gemara, let's understand each of the five. A person should go ahead and notice that he has a free time and there's nobody in the field. You look around and talk to his relatives, but go take the pay for yourself. In other words, you can't go and take it for someone else. You take it for yourself. And the next aniyim who are there come and take it for themselves. But we're afraid if you're going to go ahead, I guess aniyim, you're going to come there and you're not going to be in the corner. It's going to be someplace else. You'll find where it is. And you'll see there's no one else there. No one else yet found it. You can quickly go tell your relative, Nani, come now and collect the payah. And you'll take away the opportunity from stealing from other aniyim that you won't be able to go ahead and take the payah. So there you can't do it. Mamai said, that's that also. Mutti, you can't go tell someone else to come. The answer is you can come collect with other aniyim. You can't come by himself and take all of it when no one else, and the other ones don't even see it yet. So if you do that, you're stealing from aniyim. It's gaz aniyim. What's bittul aniyim? What's the difference? Keitzol aniyim yoshvei masham kol yamarim. Aniyim shouldn't come along and stay all day. Asher nosim pei, asher nosim pei. He's giving now. Maybe he's giving now. They come back. They go cut pei in a different field and come back later when they finish the harvesting. So in other words, if he was go and let it do it at any time he wanted to and do it any place he wanted to, not on the corner, and any single time, aniyim will keep on coming back, and they'll have to come back again and again and again because maybe they didn't do it yet. Maybe it's going to be later, and therefore they'll spend all the half their time instead of collecting pay for their family, food for their so their family could eat. They'll be spending half the time coming back and forth to try to find out when it's when the person's going to be leaving the payer, and therefore that is inappropriate. That's bittul aniyim. That would be something that you can't do. It's one of the reasons you can't do. Me'ar ramayim. What about those ramayim? The olamik v'nasati. He'll say, "I already gave for your baras. He offered matzis arav." And goes and takes the best for himself. In other words, what will he do? If you leave the corner, it's a corner, it is what it is. You can see what it is. You cannot. But if he goes, doesn't leave the corner, he'll say, He'll go and take the best for himself, and the other stuff he'll leave for the aniyim. So if it's the koni, you can't say that. Everyone knows it's the koni is supposed to be left for payah. So you can't say it's better or worse. Whatever's the koni, if it's the better, it's the payah. If it's the worse, it's the payah. But if it's going to be a different part of the field, we're afraid maybe say, oh, before the aniyim come, let me quickly take that part I was going to leave for payah. It's better. I'll take that part, and I'll leave the worst part, the inferior part, that I'll leave for the aniyim. And therefore, we don't want you to do that. So we say, therefore, leave just the corner of your field, and therefore, you So therefore, we don't want you to have this. We don't want you to do that. And therefore, take what you want. You give money in the poor part. Therefore, we don't want you to do that. And the fourth thing, the fifth one, my sayin. What's my sayin? People are going to go back and forth. They're going to say, hey, look at that. Hey, cut his point. The guy cut the whole field. You know what? They didn't see it. They didn't leave anything for him. I did leave. Left in the middle. But the people that go by don't see it. They know the Torah says, ask payah sotka by the corners. It'll be kosher. They didn't leave payah. And the Torah says, you have to leave in the corner. You can't do it. All the other reasons, all these different reasons are reasons. Gezel aniyim, bittel aniyim, because of ramoyim, because of maris ayin, all these things. The Torah says, therefore, you should be dafka, take it with makbid, you should take it in the corner, and avoids all these other things to be able to go ahead and do so. Now, these things really are a durabbanan dik, a din maris ayin could be a din daraisa, according to some. So therefore, the Torah says, l'pasim, because to tell you the halacha is really the daraisa, that's the halacha. But the rabbanan found other reasons to explain that the benefit of what the Torah tells you, but the Rabbanan takes care of all these different kashashos, and why the Chachamim were concerned, so they were soimik on the Pasuk of the Torah to avoid these concerns that the halacha they should be mocked, but to do it in the corner, and even though the Torah said, because that's the halacha of Peah, but it also adds to it that it takes care of these concerns, like five concerns that Chachamim had. Misha says, Nakri that cut this field, then when he became a Jew, became a Megayer. What does he do? He left payah before. Is that considered payah or not? What about now? He's patur from lekach shechu payah. When he started the field, he was a goy. When he started doing it, he was a field. So therefore, whatever when he harvested, it didn't belong. There's no din amchad. There's no din of a, and therefore it should be patur. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shech. He says shechu is chayev shein shechu el b'shas imer. It's only b'shas imer. By that time, he already became a Jew. So therefore, b'shas imer, there the halacha is, that's what you have to go. So Tanakam holds, you part on all of them, because all of them, b'shas, when you started harvesting, you were a guy. There's no chiyuv on payah and shikla guy, that doesn't come later. But the Gemara says, but if Yehuda says, shikha b'dafka, since it happens chiyuv later, it was already after Geirus, merely therefore he's a chayiv on that part that he argues and holds, that on shikha, you talk with the mechuyiv, because it's b'shas imer, and that you're ready with Megayah, and therefore you're chayiv. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rav Yehuda, my time now, Rav Yehuda is beautiful. The Mishnah explains this for Rav Yehuda, because it's Shach Emor, and Emor you already considered a Jew, you're Megayah, and therefore Allah is your Yechayim. So it's based upon a Pasik, so it's beautiful. What's the time of the Rabbanan? What did the Rabbanan do with the Pasik? The Kari is correct. So the Gemara says, well, why would they hold Shech, you're part of them? So the Gemara says, Yosef, if you may have read the Mishnah, Shemulik says in a Pasik, that says in a Pasik, Shachat Oimer, Zushichas Oimer, Basad Zushichas Kama. Has to be both. So Elo Shikas Kama, you don't have any Shikas Kama, you didn't forget the Kama, and Elo Shikas, but you don't have the Shikas Pay either. Since I missed the case of Shikas Kama, you're part because you were a guy at the time, only later on did you become a guy by the Shikas Amarin, so that's okay, but you have to have both together. The Torah shoots tells both. The Torah says, Shikha Shakta Oimer, it says Basadeh, so both of them, we learn out a connection, a kesha between Shikas Oimer and Shikas Kama. So they both have to be together. So therefore, the Shikas Kama, for sure, it was you were a guy at that time. So therefore, for sure, you're part of it. Now, by the Shikas Oimer, you were ready, but it's a connection. You learn out the Pasig, the same Pasig, it's a connection. These two Pesukim, Hekesh, they tell us that therefore the same halakha applies over there, and just like over there, you'd be part of here as well, says the Rabbanan, and therefore, you are not, you're potter, and therefore you're potter from shikha, even though that b'shas imer you were a Jew already, you're potter. So lamaisa, the shaila would be whether that's so the question, what does Yehuda do with this drasha? So now the Gemara doesn't really ask, what does he do? What does Yehuda come back with this drasha? So vice versa, Yehuda doesn't accept this drasha. He takes the drasha of Oimer face value, and this particular drasha of the Hekesh, of the Gezer Shavu, the Hekesh, these two together, he didn't have a Messiah for it. First of all, don't explain it over here, but I assume that's the pshat that usually you say, that when you have one a hekesh that's quoted by one Tana, and the other Tana doesn't respond to it, means he didn't have the Messiah of that hekesh, and if all he has is the pasuk itself, and oimer that b'shas oimer, you're already a Jew, and therefore the halacha is your chayev shicha, the other ones you're potter from. Says the Gemara, Yisrael, a guy shayed to kama. What if they were shutvin, a Jew and a guy must shutvin a kama? Chelkos is a chayev, chelkos a guy potter. So each one's a, and they're chelik, and the guy's chelik is potter, and the Jew's chayev is chayev, because in that part he owns, and that part he's mekoyev. So therefore, in that part of the field, the chizkev, don't give me a machalikas. When it says that whether the Jew was mekoyev to pay her, is better by machalikas tanoim. Is machalikas tanoim? What's the machalikas tanoim? Because the Maisa, it says the Rash Masalu, pluk the Rabbi of Shimon Megamliel, peka shaleach, there's yesh prayer, or the prayer. This is a velt machalikas. In other words, here you're saying that the Allah could be that chakosha Yisrael pachayev, like a shechu peya. And the guy is potter, even if and he says that even if the Jewish worker is doing it, but as long as it's owned by the guy is potter, so the Gemara says, what about Lamaisa Machlekes? The Gemara says when it's about the Jew itself is a Machlekes, what's Machlekes would be the Sugya Yesh Berein Ber, because when you cut, who does it own? You both shutfis in it, and now you had the Jew, you cut since belongs to the Jew, so now it's Breyer, B'Shas cut, it wasn't. Now you have a Val and a Freyer that it's belonged to the Jew, now you have a Chiyav Peyer. If you hold Ein Breyer, then it's not until later if it's cut, it's too late already now. Then you'll hold be Potter. So therefore, this Machlekes that the Gemara is coming out, It's not a law, it's a clear law that Yisrael Chayev Shogai Potter, but it's totally in the Velt Machlekes Tanoim whether Yesh Breyer Ein Breyer would apply here as well in the sugya of who's already Chayev or not. We'll continue from here from the Mishnah on the base tomorrow.